My name's Johanna, and I run a cyber cafe in Bath, which is sort of public access internet space. And we're running a cyber conference, what we're calling a Slacker cyber conference, over 3 days here in Bath, where we've invited a number of artists and theorists and web page designers and filmmakers and sort of interested parties to come along and talk about their practice with new media. And existing media, if that interrelates in any way with new media. And basically, the event is just about getting as many people together to talk through some of some personal issues, personal reactions to the technology and to the art and work that people are being able to produce through the technology. We're trying to tear it away from a kind of traditional conference setting, which is why we call it a Slacker cyber conference. So we're actually staging the whole event upstairs in a public house, and with a kind of very much a sort of pub, relaxed, sort of youth culture feel, I suppose, almost. All the events are free to attend, and it's completely sort of open to the public to wander in and out as they will. Although I'm not sure what on earth they'd make of it if they walked in and found walking into a pub which you usually use to play pool in, and there you find a kind of international selection of cyberpunks. Right from the beginning, we sort of grabbed the term Slacker just because it felt right at the time. And what I'm interested in doing this weekend is, I want to try and understand myself this weekend what a Slacker is and whether I could call myself a Slacker. And see whether anybody else would really identify themselves as, any of the other speakers or people present would identify themselves as Slackers. It's actually quite interesting for me to see what on earth a Slacker is. But I mean, it's just a term which we've been using and I feel really happy with. Digital Chaos is an attempt to not only understand some of the implications of new media, it's also an attempt to understand the term Slacker in action. The main influences in the conference are myself, Heath Bunting, and a guy called Dan, who works under the name of an organisation, Binge, which is a sort of art, he describes it as a kind of post-political art organisation. The Digital Chaos Conference is also a kind of one first year celebration, a kind of first year anniversary of the Hubbins Cafe.
My name is Jamie Levy. I'm an electronic publisher from New York City. I'm here to meet other people that do what I do, you know, to make this global community actual. I experience it in a physical sense. You know, meet other cyber slackers around the globe who think the way I do and act the way I do, and basically to just get a sense of what the hell's going on in England so I'm not just stuck in my little New York boat. I've been to conferences. I went to the Linz one in Austria, and went to Amsterdam Doors of Perception last year. Yep. And so it's in the States you have trade shows that are more like about selling hardware and software. In Europe, I find that the conferences are more in depth in terms of philosophy. People want to talk and think and discuss issues about the issues, not about how to make money, but just like what it's doing to change people and change our environment.
Jamie Levy is bezig met het creëren van een digital environment op het web, die zal gaan heten Mellis Palace. Het heeft een post-apocalyptische sfeer in het jaar 2001 in San Francisco en bestaat uit verschillende ruimtes waar je niet zomaar in de leegte stapt, maar robots tegenkomt die je begeleiden of vragen stellen of lastigvallen door bijvoorbeeld steeds om geld te vragen.
Well, everyone's creating these environments that are very like positive and very, you know, sterile. And like, oh, I'm going to create a club and people can come and talk. Like, that's so simple. You know, let's develop an environment like the way we would develop a film that's going to have something behind it to basically create an environment where people know what to talk about. Otherwise, people just sit there, you know, hi, my name's whatever. What are you doing? You know, what city are you in? We have to make it so people have issues to talk about. Not just like, oh, have you been in the palace for more than 10 minutes? You know, that's just not very interesting just to talk about the technology. I think people just are kind of immature right now in the way that they're developing, whether it be their websites or virtual environments. It's just sort of in a baby phase right now where people are experimenting with it, but they're not really thinking about it at the next level. We don't have the second generation of virtual environments. People are pretty much just like playing with the tools, and they aren't playing with why we would use the tools and how to enhance, you know, what we're creating with the tools, not just like use it for the sake of, oh, I'm going to use this new tool. You know, let's. I have a message, so I'm going to use a tool to enhance my message. That's where I'm coming from.
My name's Stanley Donwood, and I'm an artist, and I work on the net and also not on the net.
What is your part in this?
For me, I've done the other publishing and the graphic stuff and the artwork for it. But first and foremost, I see the action of gathering a lot of people together from all over the place as art. You know, for me, it's another thing that I do as an artist. I'm not an organizer or a conference host or anything. I'm interested in people. All these people that I've seen their words appearing on screen, and I want to see them. I want to talk to them personally. I want to know what's going on. I don't want to feel isolated. The internet is supposed to be a great tool of you know, communications democracy, but it's got limitations because I don't feel fulfilled. I mean, I don't feel fulfilled with the work I do on the net. It's not, for me, real enough. I only come to the net in the last year or so. It's the first conference I've ever attended or ever known anything about. I know that usually they cost money and stuff, and that's money, so I meet people. I want people to get together and put themselves out. I mean, people have cancelled, DJs have cancelled gigs to come here. People come from, like, as far away as from a Met to, I mean, they've paid their own fares, and, you know, in some cases we've been able to sort out hotels for them because we got a bit of money sort of off people quite late in the day for their accommodation, but generally everyone's given their services for free as far as I'm concerned, you know, and I certainly am. Me and Johanna have been working very hard for a long time on this project, and he's funding as well, so for no money.
My name is Alessio Guanzo Cerina, and I'm a qualitative researcher, which means I do in-depth ethnographic research with people in general. I've been invited because I've been doing a PhD in sociology at Goldsmiths College, where I've been trying to put into to make conscious some of the experiences that while doing this sort of commercial. And there are experiences at the field of ideology and ideology critique. A similar thinking applies across many categories of people, which is I'm writing my PhD about, which is a particular form of thinking about one justifying what one does in the world. People to come up to predict themselves. And it is something that I relate directly to sort of the commodity form of mental life. That's why I was invited, because it is very just about anything that counts as culture. It all follows that base. So I was interested in coming to bring my idea along to see involved in this new digital, you know, to allow them these issues of cynicism, of being not fully of making them of yourself and the society in as you come into contact with commodity culture, basically. I went to the Doors of Perception conference in Amsterdam, the one about home, in November 94. That was my first like full immersion into the new digital technophobia conscious thing. But lately I've been sort of this type of event because I found that they were really becoming too institutionalized, institutes such as the ICA or many academic institutes try to adopt an attitude to place. Nobody's telling institutional context and make it and well put. It's just not true. It's a false. I think this, without going all the way towards this, sometimes in some of the debates, it would have longer chairperson defining the issues, conducting the discussion. But that's a choice. I mean, I think I'm not anarchic and you know, the
I see it in an image for
The probe new from forward.
And if a guy with holding his cock, I mean, it's a probe new from forward, if you want to use it. I used to do the back cover of a mag, but having this big sort of
pink. But you cannot show an erection.
I mean,
you could see this erection, it might drive you mad. Yeah. Which is one good thing, because porn makes of porn was using his biological. Causing problems is with the succession. Most women's health issues
can be deemed pornography under there's 17 Bible. Have you seen it?
Yeah.
And child abuse and actual quotes from the King Bible.
We also need to follow your footprints back home, and you know.
Westminster, and people seem to think everybody is interesting is the way that we're networking. Talking about digital artisans, I've been through this marketing hype. Or you get
this conference is part of the last
capacity, and some people get a jump.
Stop. Think that you get exchanged. You have to have some kind of energy or more activity. There, and people are able to spend a lot of money. Understands that nobody's getting paid for anything. Of oh, here are the stars, and they get paid. Why? You know what I mean? And so there's none of this kind of lot of. The people who had to pay to go, you know, here this is really a bit more session. And I like a commitment to come because I feel that's a kind of activity to engage in.
The Saxon Road? Yeah, this is the oldest that you'll see anywhere. This is the original. And this is how people got to. And now it's this.
If people like to move in
the great park.
Sergio would have cleaned it up a bit before.
Yeah.
We'll discuss this somewhere else. And it's a study of place during transitions. That state presence, awareness, vulnerability, expectation of distance will through techniques of temporal. It is easy, one could become a bum and live in a cave. Yeah. The possibility to reduce or mediate presence, you can. I aim to explore present and the return of innocence. On the.
Pleasure and presence that
present self of some work that I'd like to pleasures the way I work either on the street or the internet with both media into chat for instance, but I think I'll and habitual media and I can show my work globally, the uses of technology for instance, so I'd like technologies for vulnerability.
Yes, it is. Yeah, the first. You mean you've got also? I think digital chaos ought to be presence, and maybe do slightly smaller scale events and projects every now and then. You know, I mean, I was just incredibly impressed and kind of moved almost really by the sort of sheer level of energy and enthusiasm and the sort of level of skill. You know, I mean, I know these guys are kind of are successful, skillful people, but I was just amazed at how well we were all able to articulate our positions to a huge crowd of people. You know, to a crowd of people who lots of us haven't met before, and that there was a kind of almost like a sort of honest engagement, and that's what I'm pleased about. I mean, I suppose as a conference organizer, I had a lot of nightmare scenarios that weren't realised, thank God, you know, the nightmare scenarios weren't realised. We were never quite sure what was going to happen. I think that's in many ways, again, why we called it digital chaos. We didn't set the agenda as conference organisers. We wanted to provide a platform and a space for people to come together and for everybody else to bring the agendas along and just to see how those various and varying agendas interacted at various levels. What we wanted to do, and I don't know whether we've had a sort of a stable enough state of mind really over the last 3 days, but what the organisers wanted to do is they wanted to observe the kind of flux of information racing around the conference over the 4 days, and then try and extrapolate meanings and patterns that might have begun to emerge, just to see if out of this chaos there was actually some kind of system, possibly some kind of common ground, some kind of order out of this chaos. So we're going to sit around for the next 2 weeks as organisers and just take a look at that and see what meanings did emerge and what order emerged out of digital chaos. Before the event, we had a lot of the sort of local press were saying, what is a Slacker cyber conference? What is digital chaos? And asking quite very sort of outside questions, really. Whilst we were talking about larger issues, the local people are still asking us, so it's about the internet. What is the internet again? You know, and digital chaos has moved kind of, you know, X and that steps beyond saying this is the internet. And I think the local, yeah, so I'm not sure what the local reaction would have been, because you know, there were some really crazy people sitting around in local pubs having really animated hardcore discussions, which might have been a funny thing for sort of local people to observe. So again, we're going to sort of await the local reaction to see if people felt safe enough to wander in and join those discussions amongst that crowd of people. There may well have been a contingent of local people, but I'm not sure. They could have been from New York, they could have been from Bath. Kind of in the way that digital chaos ultimately went, I'm not sure how many members of the public walked in and joined in with the conference. I'm really not sure, although there was public access and it was free, freely available for anybody to walk in.
Is that your train? Is that the one to Bristol?
Oh. Are you going to Bristol?
All right.
Yeah, please get in touch anyway.
Okay.
On the email.
See you later,
Steve.
Bye bye.